Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Irish government is to increase its financial contribution to the A5. Donegal Pro Life held a protest outside Letterkenny University Hospital earlier. Underage drinking in Letterkenny has led to calls for additional security to monitor parks and walkways within the town. And two Donegal County Councillors have announced today that they will not be seeking re-election. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news, the Irish government is to increase its financial contribution to the A5. The Taoiseach has confirmed he will bring a proposal to Cabinet next week, recommending an increase in funding for the major infrastructure project. Government previously committed to funding 50% of the Western Transport Corridor. That figure was withdrawn in 2012. Today, Leo Radker, when questioned by Donegal Deputy Paddy McLaughlin, did not confirm how much the government is now willing to contribute.
Taoiseach, as you know, the upgrading of the A5 to a dual carriageway from Derry to Auchnacloy is crucial, not just for road safety, but for the economic regeneration of the North West region. Now, the Irish government committed to co-fund the project in the St Andrews Agreement. That was withdrawn. With the restoration of the executive, there's a renewed momentum, and you know about the public hearings. We're very hopeful that project can commence this year. So will the Irish government recommit to co-fund the project to make sure that it's done as soon as possible and no further delays?
We didn't actually remove our commitment, but we did reduce it substantially on account of the financial crisis that occurred here 12 years ago, or 15 years ago, whenever it was now. But to cut to the chase, the situation is now different. We're now in a much better place financially as a country, and the Northern Ireland Executive and Assembly are back up and running. And I had a chance to speak to Minister Dowd about this on my trip to Stormont last Monday. So we should be in a position in the next week or two to make a revised financial commitment to the A5, and that will be that figure is not agreed yet by Cabinet, but once it is agreed, we'll inform the House.
Donegal Pro Life has held a protest outside Letterkenny University Hospital today. The lunchtime demonstration was in response to unconfirmed reports that the hospital is to begin carrying out abortions. The Sealdah University Healthcare Group has been contacted for an official statement. Speaking outside the hospital earlier, Donegal Pro Life Chair Margaret McGeehan was critical of the lack of transparency on the matter.
We all value life. Our choice is to choose life, and we would like everyone to stop and think about what abortion is. It's killing an innocent human being. All life is valuable, and St. Valentine's Day is about love. So we want to say, on St. Valentine's Day, show love, share love, love life and choose life. And we do not want our money to be spent on harming humans rather than healing. Healthcare is healing and abortion is killing. Full stop.
Your concern is that Letterkenny University Hospital is about to carry out performing abortions within its precincts.
Yes, I'm afraid. We don't know whether they have started doing it yet or not, but the Minister for Health came and announced it out of the blue. He was there one other day opening the new hospital that's in the process of being built. He never mentioned anything. Everything's just sneaked, hidden, silent, and, I mean, think about the silent scream. How many silent screams are going to be taking place in our hospital that we want to help people, to heal people, to provide health care? And I do object to my tax money being spent on killing an innocent human being.
Hundreds of mourners attended the Requiem Mass of Matthew Healy in Watergrass Hill in County Cork today. His father, James, described the six-year-old as having a gorgeous smile and the most infectious laugh. He said he had been overwhelmed with emotion and love when the child was born. James Healy said his son was a joy.
I couldn't count the number of times I was stopped on the street by complete strangers commenting on how beautiful he was. He was beautiful in many ways. Matthew was a very affectionate child, but he was full of devilment. and a bit of crack, right from the word go. He just loved a bit of fun.
Underage drinking in Letterkenny has led to calls for additional security to monitor parks and walkways within the town. Members of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District are seeking a meeting with Community Gardaí in a bid to address antisocial behaviour. Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Kevin Bradley, says elderly residents are living in fear.
Yeah, a lot of antisocial behaviour going on in the smaller parks. All right, there's cameras and there's security on at the Bernard McGlinchey Park and the Ballymacool Park. But we have a lot of beautiful wee facilities there, small parks and built up areas there for young kids is using them. There's bottles broken, there's antisocial behaviour going on at night time. There's young people drinking and shouldn't be there. Whoever's buying the drink for them is one question. But then their parents are responsible too. I brought up the issue here today to see if you can get a bit more security.
The concern is always going to be that when you have issues like that, a place gets a reputation. And when a place gets a reputation, people won't go to visit. And what should be an excellent public community becomes unused. And you don't want to see that.
Exactly, exactly. But the likes of the older residents are afraid to go out. And they're afraid to say something to these kids for the next thing then. There's thrown bottles and things at their doors. And that's the kind of old problems that is going on in these just built up areas.
There was a suggestion made at the meeting today that maybe it's time for the MD and the councillors to get together with the Community Gardaí in the area and have a meeting just to discuss these issues. We have the JPC, obviously, but the feeling was that there should be a meeting directly between the local councillors and the Community Gardaí.
Yes, Councillor Brogan stated that in there, and it was a very, very, very good idea. I'm on the membership of the JPC, and it would be great to engage with the guards in the local community and these areas to look at, see what's going on.
And that's something you'll be
pursuing that, yeah.
The future of flights from the City of Derry Airport to London has been secured for another year with the announcement today of a £1 million fund. The North Sea Economy Minister, Conor Murphy, made the announcement today during a visit to the city. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The City of Derry to Heathrow route, operated by Loganair, is jointly funded by the North's Department for Transport and Department for the Economy. The funding will come into effect on April 1st and go toward the continued provision of 20 return flights per week. Minister Conor Murphy says he looks forward to working with the airport and the Infrastructure Minister John O'Dowd to develop City of Derry Airport as part of building the North West's economy. He was in Derry today to meet with business and education leaders to discuss his plans, saying that regional balance will be a key element of his strategy. He said Derry has a strong entrepreneurial spirit and huge ambitions for the future, and he intends helping the North West achieve its huge growth potential. Minister Murphy visited Ulster University's McGee campus and pledged measures to help the university expand to 10,000 students in the city. He also met with Derry Chamber and visited the Museum of Free Derry.
The Dáil will vote on a motion to scrap the TV licence fee and replace it with Exchequer funding later. The issue was raised in the Dáil earlier ahead of the vote on the Sinn Féin proposal. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, meanwhile, says the expectation that those living paycheck to paycheck are to pay the TV licence fee is scandalous. He says the government is once again failing to do what is right for those most in need.
While the TV licence fee may be an afterthought for some, for a lot of people in this country, it is yet another bill on top of the many others that they are struggling to pay. Many families have found it very difficult to make ends meet during this cost of living crisis, which has been ongoing for some time now. The expectation for them to pay yet another bill in light of the scandalous waste of money by RTE in recent years is a massive slap in the face for people. I can't understand why the government hasn't taken the opportunity to scrap the licence fee following this and in response to the financial struggle that many households are experiencing. How is it that it is somehow affordable to give every household in the country more than €400 worth of electricity credits, while at the same time unaffordable to scrap a €160 television fee? This demonstrates how this government fails time and time again to implement targeted measures that will benefit those who need it the most. Social Justice Ireland have recently revealed that Ireland's rich-poor gap stands at €960 per week, or €50,115 per annum in 2024. They noted the impact of emergency crisis measures in 2022-24 that saw the gap fall in 2022 for the first time over the last 10 budgets. However, because these measures were temporary, the gap between those who are poor and those who are better off is due to widen again in 2024 and get increasingly bigger if more long-term measures are not implemented. This is completely unacceptable and unfair for the most vulnerable in our society.
The Cathaoirleach of the Donegal Municipal District has confirmed he will not be standing in the forthcoming local elections. Independent Councillor Tom Conaghan says he will see out his term but wants to give others a chance to represent the people. He believes he's made a difference for Donegal Town and its environs.
I've put a lot of thought into this last while, and I felt, you know, looking around over the last 10 years that, not looking for a clap on the back or anything, but I felt Donegal Town and the surrounding areas were doing so well. I figured, you know, like, how far can I go on? How long is this going to last? And coming to what age we come to and all the rest.
Earlier today, Glenthie's Municipal District Councillor Mary Therese Gallagher announced she would not be seeking re-election, also less than a week after a similar announcement from her Sinn Féin colleague, Councillor Liam Doherty, announced he'd be stepping down last Thursday. Councillor Gallagher says it has been an honour over the past 17 years to represent the people of Donegal, but says she decided some time ago that now is the time to go.
I have my mind made up for quite a while, over the last 6 months anyway. It's been a long thing when you have it in your mind and, you know, informing people who have supported you over the years and your local community. Like, at the time I was the youngest in the council when I went in, so I suppose I grew up in it and I have made great friendships across the political divide.
The head of the HSE says improved access to scheduled and unscheduled care remains a priority for 2024. The Health Service National Service Plan for the year has been published. Among some of the measures outlined is a reduction in agency staff hours by one third. CEO of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, says that will mean an increase in productivity to safely see, assess and treat people with the same or fewer staff. Derry City and Strabane District Council has agreed to increase rates by 6.5%. A special meeting of the council agreed its budget for 2024-2025 today. Included in that is the rates hike, which will see rates bills increase on average £35 per year. Today's meeting heard that a number of challenges remain for the council, including high inflation rates, staff pay and cost of living pressures, global volatility, construction inflation and risk to central government grants due to current executive budgetary pressures.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with swimming. Daniel Wuffen has won Ireland's first ever World Championship long course swimming medal. He took gold in this afternoon's final of the men's 800-metre freestyle in Doha. Wuffen was just over a second outside his national best. Sligo's Mona McSherry will be back in the pool tomorrow, Thursday. The new League of Ireland season starts this weekend for both Derry City and Finn Harps. In the Premier Division, Derry are hosting Drogheda United at the Brandywell on Friday evening. Ahead of the new campaign, City have confirmed former Candy Stripes player Paul Higgerty as Rory Higgins' assistant manager. Higgins says Higgerty has the credentials that the club needs.
I know he's only been in a few days, but he's made a huge impression on the players already. And I think we're different personalities, completely different personalities, which is what we want. And I think the players have really taken to him and really looking forward to working with him. I would like to see that. I'm obsessed with the game and I love the game, but I think this man can take that to another level at times. He loves football and real passion and drive for it, and that's what we want.
Cross channel, Liverpool will be without Trent Alexander-Arnold for next week's Carabao Cup final. The right back was substituted at half time in Saturday's Premier League win over Burnley after aggravating an existing knee injury. Alexander-Arnold's absence could pave the way for the return to the side of Tyrone's Conor Bradley following the death of his father. After wins for Manchester City and Real Madrid last night, there's more Champions League last 16 first leg action tonight. Lazio playing Bayern Munich and Paris Saint-Germain are up against Real Sociedad. Both games kick off at 8 o'clock. In the English Championship tonight, there is five games taking place. Huddersfield Town plays Sunderland. Plymouth Argyle take on Coventry City. Preston host Middlesbrough. Stoke City entertain QPR. And it's Millwall up against Ipswich Town. In Scotland, Rangers will look to keep the pressure on Celtic at the top of the Premiership. They would move level in points with leaders Celtic if they won at Ross County tonight. Rangers boss Philippe Clement believes his side are still a long way off becoming the finished article. He has seen his side lose just once since his arrival at Ibrox in October and has already led them to the League Cup success. He insists they'll get even better in the future.
I think there's still a lot of potential to grow. That's why I'm looking forward to have a preparation with the team to really bring them to another level. I'm convinced that it's possible with the players that are in the building now, but it's difficult to create that during a season with every 3 days game.
Elsewhere, Aberdeen are playing Motherwell tonight as well in Scotland. The English FA has approved Jim Ratcliffe's partial takeover of Manchester United as his deal to buy 25% of the club edges closer. His offer received the green light from the Premier League yesterday. The billionaire will not officially acquire his stake in the club until the tender offer for Class A shares is finalised. In rugby, Ireland have been dealt an injury blow ahead of the Six Nations clash with Wales on Saturday week. Hugo Keenan is set to miss out as the Leinster fullback has a knee injury. The 27-year-old was forced off in the second half of the win over Italy on Sunday. Keenan's provincial teammate Kieran Frawley is now in contention to wear the 15 jersey. It's thought Keenan could be available for the trip to Twickenham to face England next month on the 9th of March. And in other rugby union news, Seal centre Manu Tuilagi is back in the England squad ahead of their rugby union Six Nations match against Scotland. George Martin and Luke Cohen-Dickey also returned from injury as Steve Brothwick's side aimed to make it 3-1s from as many matches and lift the Calcutta Cup at Murrayfield. And that's your sport for today. We'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Michaela.
Thanks, Aisin. And returning to some news, there are people online who are openly and systemically organising vigilante groups against proposed accommodation centres, according to a government TD. Patrick Costello told The Dáil he doesn't have confidence that Gardaí will be able to prevent future arson attacks against vacant buildings which are rumoured to house asylum seekers. It follows a number of such attacks at various properties in recent months, some of which weren't actually earmarked for international protection applicants. Patrick Costello questioned whether Gardaí are keeping on top of what's happening online.
There are people who are openly planning and recruiting and again bragging about vigilante groups being set up around the country. You know, there are people posting their community patrols on Facebook, posting recruitment posters for them, trying to bull people in. If vigilante groups are absolutely a threat to our democracy.
Government is being lobbied to do more to support small, micro and medium-sized businesses. The Rural Independence Group debated a motion in the Dáil today highlighting how many businesses across the country are grappling with the increased VAT rate and rise in minimum wage. South Donegal Deputy Marion Harkin relayed to Minister Dara Cleary how seven hospitality businesses in her constituency alone have been forced to shut their doors since the VAT rate returned to 13.5%. She says while many government interventions are to be welcomed, their impact on small businesses must be recognised and addressed.
When government policy intervenes to the extent that your government has, and some of those policies are good ones and we agree with them, but when you intervene to that extent that it puts such extra costs on businesses, then you have a responsibility to look at the viability of those businesses and to assist them. You've increased the minimum wage, you've looked at new sick pay legislation, auto-enrolment for pensions. Everybody agrees that that is a positive step and needs to be done. But you cannot ignore the impact that those extra costs have on small businesses. I know that those businesses, as I said, will close their doors while larger businesses, those who have interests elsewhere, can survive. And they hoover up the businesses that was there. And you and I know that that has a greater impact in small towns and villages, in rural Ireland and in the regions. Now, Minister, I won't name businesses, but in the hospitality sector alone, there have been six closures in my own constituency since the VAT rate was increased from 9 back to 13.5. And today, there was another announcement of a significant closure. Minister, you must reduce the VAT rate for hospitality businesses.
The Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has been told there could have been a tragedy on the N13 close to the school at Lurgie Brack after a car aquaplaned on surface water. Councillor Donald Coyle told a meeting this week that in heavy rain, water flows down the hill from the vicinity of the school towards the junction at Drummoney, and he wants Transport Infrastructure Ireland to install a pipe in the area. He says the council has had to go out and deploy sandbags to divert the water, but a more long-term solution is needed. Councillor Coyle says the recent incident on the road is a clear indication of the urgency of the situation.
one very near miss yet. Now, this is a 100-kilometre national primary road that we're talking about, and when there's any heavy rain at all, persistent rain, it's not just a stream of water, it's nearly like a river running down the road, and then it runs across the road. And back about 3 weeks ago, we got a phone call to say that a car had aquaplaned on the road and went across the road, and lucky enough, there was nobody coming. And what I have asked for is that a pipe be put in and the water drained off. And when that incident happened there a couple of weeks ago, I did ring the council in regards to it, and they did come out and they put sandbags out to divert the flow of water.
As you say, the council can take immediate action to avert one specific issue, but if there is to be a long-term solution, if there is to be a pipe, council can't do that on its own. Transport Infrastructure Ireland has to become involved.
Of course, and that's what I have asked for today in my motion, that the council would contact Transport Infrastructure Ireland to get that job done.
Are you confident that that contact will bear fruit?
I don't think it's fair that the Donegal County Council have to come out every time that there's heavy rain now to put in sandbags or to try and divert the water. So, I would expect that it would be a priority.
Weather night, cloudy and mild with eye breaks of rain and drizzle tonight, feeling mild overnight with lows of 9 to 11 degrees. The closing headlines: the Irish government is to increase its financial contribution to the A5. The Taoiseach has confirmed he will bring a proposal to Cabinet next week, recommending an increase in funding for the major infrastructure project. Donegal Pro Life held a protest outside Letterkenny University Hospital today. The lunchtime demonstration was in response to unconfirmed reports that the hospital is to begin carrying out abortions. Underage drinking in Letterkenny has led to calls for additional security to monitor parks and walkways within the town. Members of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District are seeking a meeting with Community Gardaí in a bid to address antisocial behaviour. And the Cathaoirleach of the Donegal Municipal District has confirmed he will not be standing in the forthcoming local elections. It comes after Glenties MD Councillor Mary Therese Gallagher confirmed today also that she will not be seeking re-election. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 14th of February. The death has occurred of George Peoples, late Beg, Ballyheeran, Fanad. George's funeral service will be held at Christ the Redeemer Church, Rosnakill, Fanad, at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The funeral service will be streamed live on the McAteer Funeral Director's Facebook page. The house is strictly private, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice or Parkinson's Ireland, care of any family member or McAteer Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Sister Loretto McKean, Breda, late of Abbey House Rathfarnham and Falcara, Donegal. Reposing in Fanagan's funeral home, Wilbrook, Rathfarnham, from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock tomorrow, with evening prayer at 4:30. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 10 o'clock in the Church of the Annunciation, Rathfarnham, followed by burial in Abbey House Cemetery. The death has taken place of Vincent Doherty, Clock Finn, Ballandrate, Lifford, reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Mary Brennan, Baker's Bush Court, Shelburne Road, Dublin 4, formerly of Hillhead, Ardra. Remains reposing at McCabe's funeral home, Common Bridge, Ardra, until 6 o'clock this evening, followed by removal at 6:15 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 6:30 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com. www.ireland.com.